Jaguar. Hello, listeners. It is us once again, your favourite Cockney scallywags, Arthur and Charlie Chimpley, presenting you with our 19th...
almost 20th...
episode of Scallywag Show Tunes.
Now, Arthur, it's not common knowledge that you and I have got different fathers.
No, Charlie, that is not something to which we have elucidated in the previous episode.
I think you mean hallucinated.
Oh, Charlie, you're always hallucinating.
Oh, well, I think it's high time we did elucidate our audience about your heritage.
Oh.
Your father, P. Ling Ling P.
Ling. It's P. Ling Ling. His surname was P. Ling and his first name was Ling.
So it's peeling, peeling like an onion?
No, it's not onion. It's just peeling, ling.
Though I do remember your first cousin was an onion.
No, she weren't. She was a very respectable lady.
No, onion on your father's side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, her. Oh, yeah. Onion, my first cousin. Yeah, that was her name. You're right, yeah.
So your father was... P. Ling Ling. What was your father's father's name?
Ying Tong.
Oh, not P. Ling.
No, that was my father, Ying Tong. You know Ying Tong, he was famous, you know. They wrote a song about him.
Really? Oh, let's have a gander then.
Ying Tong, Idle Lai Po by the Goons. Here we go.
A song that I recall my mother sang to me. She sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
I did on mind. Who was that bum?
Ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang.
Ying tong, 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 ying tong.
Ding dong, 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 ding
your father, Pingley Piddly Poe, he was a master merchant on the Thames docks, weren't he?
Oh, yeah. He was a grand poobah. He owned a beautiful vessel called a junk.
No, it weren't junk, Arthur.
No.
It was the most amazing seafaring craft that ever sailed the seven seas.
No, junk. It was the official name of a seafaring vessel from the Orient.
Still, it weren't junk.
No, it weren't junk, Charlie. But as you remember, my father was a lover of fine show tunes, especially of an Haitian persuasion, and he passed that love on to us.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. He used to invite us onto his junk. He was the proud owner of one of the very first gramophones, and all of us together would imbibe his favourite show tunes.
Oh, yeah, and he had developed a real love for opera from his father, Ying Tong Niddle I Po, which was alluded to in the previous song.
His favourite opera, Arthur, which was a real tearjerker, do you remember, was Madame Butterfly.
Oh, yeah, by Puccini. Yeah. And his favourite song, or aria, as they call songs in opera, was One Fine Day, or Un Bel Dì in High Time.
What? Were there frogs in High Thailand?
What?
I don't know.
Manila Jarho from the Royal Opera at the point where Cho Cho San, that's Madame Butterfly, is imagining that Captain Pinkerton is coming back for her, which he ain't.
Which really evokes an image for me, Arthur, of our very own mother waving goodbye on the docks of the Thames as Ling Ling Piddle IP sailed off on his junk, which weren't junk.
Yeah, but our mother, she weren't no Madam Butterfly, Charlie. Oh, no. She didn't wait around for P. Ling Ling.
True.
She took up straight away with another bloke.
Yeah.
Who was your father. That's another story for another episode.
Mm.
Our mother, she just weren't the operatic type.
Yeah. The operetta was more her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She did like a bit of G&T.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her favourite was the Mikado.
Yeah. And the song, Three Little Maids from School. But your dad, he didn't stay away for too long. He'd come back and shower our mum with rich satins and silks and jewels from the Orient.
Oh, and wonderful stories. He had a gift for the gab, did our dad?
Your dad?
Oh yeah, my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he loved talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Happy talking.
Yeah, and lend an ear to this cute Rodgers and Hammerstein tune from South Pacific. Happy talky, talky, happy talk.
Happy talking, talking, happy talk. talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
I guess it's good that they did have a long-distance relationship, really.
Oh, yeah, because as they say, familiarity
can breed contempt. Mm. Yes, and the more you love someone, the more you want to...
The more you love someone, the more you want to care them. The more you love someone, the more he make you cry. Though you are life for making peace with them and loving. That's why you love so strong, you like to make him die.
The more you love someone, the more he make you crazy. The more you love someone, the more you wishing him dead. Sometime you look at him and only see fat and lazy, and wanting baseball bat for hitting him on his head.
Were Anna Harada, well-known Broadway star, singing The More You Love Someone from the musical Avenue Q.
And speaking in English is perfectly PC, Arthur, as she is, in fact, of Japanese Hawaiian extraction.
Speaking of extraction, let us now extract ourselves from this episode before we go over time.
Oh, we'd like to remind listeners that no goons...
Or junks...
It weren't junk, Arthur.
Or opera singers.
Or high tie frogs.
We're armed in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes. We are Arthur.
And Charlie.
Shimbley Esquire at your service. And it's sayonara from me.
And it's sayonara from him. Bon nuit.
I'm satisfied I've got this far.
did they call it junk when it weren't junk? It's from the Malaysian word jong via the Portuguese word junco.
What?
Then call a spade.
It's not a spade, it's a junk.
It ain't junk, though.